FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by Conscious Connected Breathwork Coach Aoife Rafter. Hello.
Hi Louise, thanks for having me here.
So tell us exactly what breathwork is.
Yes, so there's many different types of breathwork. There's pranayama breathing exercises that we can do with yoga. They really bring us into that present moment. There's Wim Hof breathing that can be done for ice baths. And then the breathwork I do is, as you said, conscious connected breathing. So it's kind of a circular way of breathing consciously, connectedly, not pausing between the breaths. And it's an exaggerated way of breathing that enables us to alter our brainwaves. So when we alter these brainwaves, they're changing into that theta delta space, and they occur when we're dreaming. So it can really help us to get into that subconscious space, discover what's blocking us, discover different parts of our lives, different parts of maybe trauma we've endured, and being able to have the emotional release from all of that as well.
How much time does it take to get into that space?
So the breathwork itself, I suppose we're breathing for about 30 to 40 minutes in that active way. And the whole journey itself will be an hour. So I kind of guide people in gently, guide them back out gently. And then that active breathing part is about 35 minutes. So it's important to like relax the body, feel safe before you get into that space, and then to ground yourself back after it, kind of like you would with talk therapy. You know, you need to feel relaxed, you need to feel safe and comfortable, in control, before you let that emotion kind of come to the surface. And then it's important to ground back and kind of look after yourself after you've released emotion.
Is it likely that many of us are breathing wrongly?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if we're like under stress or in fight and flight space, if we're anxious, we can actually hold our breath so often as well. But one thing I really learned was that we don't connect our inhale and our exhale. We're pausing in between there. And that signals to our nervous system, we're in fight and flight. We need to be stressed. We need to survive. And our whole body kind of feels the effect. But also we use our accessory muscles more than our diaphragm. Our diaphragm is that muscle down low where we forget to kind of expand the belly and that lower space when we're inhaling, and then letting it all soften as we exhale. So there's some really nice diaphragmatic breathing exercises people could do, follow along on YouTube, to just kind of wake up that diaphragm so it does the heavy lifting and we're not just breathing shallowly from our chest.
What are some of the benefits of breathing correctly?
Well, I suppose we're rejuvenating all of our cells with oxygen, and we're creating homeostasis in our body, which is the state in where all of our organs and all of our body systems are working kind of harmoniously rather than fighting against one another for attention and in confliction with one another. So it's a really great way, I suppose, of the preventative healthcare method. You're constantly becoming in the present moment when you're staying with your breath. But when you're breathing correctly, it just really relaxes that nervous system to create the homeostasis, which is such an important tool to be able to use.
Does this mean we should really be giving it almost daily attention then?
Absolutely. I know it's not easy when we are up to 90, but the only thing that is so great about the breath is like it doesn't take much effort to just bring awareness to your breath. It can be literally 2 minutes of deep breathing to just feel grounded and present that you could do. Maybe even bring in breath awareness where you're at work or you're stressed out, and just noticing what feels different in the breath as you're feeling a stress or a different emotion. These things can really just help us to breathe correctly then in the long run once we become aware of what we need to tweak.
So you also run workshops. How do these usually work?
Yeah, so in my workshops, I do some nice guided meditations. We do some reflective journaling, and they're generally themed with a different topic. Maybe it's self-acceptance, maybe it's forgiveness, limiting beliefs, or sometimes we can get into that childhood trauma state as well. A lot of the time people express that this helps with stress and anxiety. So that's another topic I will often cover in breathwork as well. So we'll do the journaling. We'll do the conscious connected breathing for about an hour. And then afterwards, we kind of have a little bit of a share or reflective, insightful journaling as to what came up in the breathwork, because that can really help people to integrate and understand what the heck did I just experience. Mm.
It's also great to have that community as well. I think when there's other people around you as well, it can be really nice and comforting.
Exactly. And just like, so you don't feel like you're alone in feeling the emotions and the thoughts that you experience. I'm meeting like-minded people that are just open to kind of support themselves and one another in a session. Like it doesn't feel like work at all. Like I'm so grateful that I can do this. It's lovely.
And how do you then, once you've done a workshop or once you've kind of really, I suppose, taken interest in how you're breathing and everything that you should be doing, how do you put that into your routine then?
So you can always do those gentle breathing exercises in a meditative state or when you're feeling more stressed or more anxious. Generally, doing the conscious connected breathing, studies have shown it's best to kind of do it once per week for 6 to 8 weeks to really get into the layers of understanding ourselves. Similar to therapy, it's helpful to do it for a prolonged kind of period and then take a break from it. You wouldn't need to do conscious connected breathing every week for the rest of your life. It's just there for when you are, I suppose, really going through it, or you want to understand a trauma you've experienced, or you just want to understand yourself and you're on that self-exploratory journey that a lot of people are kind of coming to now.
Absolutely. And I think that's the great thing as well. We are becoming more aware of ourselves and what we may need to either take time out or how to look after ourselves a bit better.
Absolutely. And I think you get a lot of that clarity when you do the kind of work on yourself, such as breath work or even talk therapy. You kind of just start realizing how things can escalate and spiral when we don't do the small, important nurturing things that we can do for ourselves.
Yeah, it's really important. But if people want to find out more about what you do, where's the best place for them to go?
Yeah, so I'm quite active on Instagram. Over there, I'm Breathe with Aoife, and my website is breathewithaoife.com. I have workshops once a month in Wexford and once a month in Naas and Kildare, and sometimes online as well.
Excellent. Aoife Rafter, thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thanks for having me.